The Hoop Heads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball. Hello and welcome to the Hoop Heads Podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here with my co-host Jason Sunkel. Today we're going to be talking about four simple ways to maximize your young basketball player's training. So there are a few simple ways that you can help your young player or your youth team to improve their basketball skills as they train or go and practice. Tip number one, go hard in small intervals. A lot of times people think that it's the length of time that makes the difference in terms of developing skill. But really what develops skill is the ability to go at game speed. So whether it's game shots at game speed or game movements at game speed, being able to do that at a very high level, at a very intense level is what really helps kids to improve their basketball game.
I completely agree, and I think the biggest problem that we run into when we're running these kind of drills, and at least in my experience, is the attention span of these kids. They can't do the same drill for a super long time, but also it doesn't really benefit them to do it, because after a few minutes they're checked out and you need to move on to something else and kind of keep it fresh for them. So you want to make the drills quality. You want to make you want to make them important, but at the same time, you want to be able to have a wide variety of them to keep them interested and to make them appropriate so that they will improve their game and improve the output that they will put on the floor when they get to the game situations.
Yeah, so a couple of examples that I like to share with the audience here is you could take 50 shots. Let's say you're trying to work on 50 shots going one dribble to your right. Well, you could do that in one set of 50, or you could do it in five sets of 10, where you split it up maybe with some free throws in between. And what I've found is that going with five sets of 10, where you're going harder for those 10 shots, and then going and shooting free throws while you're a little bit tired, is much more beneficial than shooting one long set of 50, partly for the reason that you mentioned, which is kids' attention span. How much attention to detail are those kids giving after, you know, rep 26? Is shot 27 being done with the same amount of precision and effort that rep 1 was? I'm guessing probably not. But if you have, five sets of 10, you're recycling that drill again. And hopefully the idea again is that they're going to go hard for those 10 reps and then come back to it again after, they shoot free throws or do whatever the case may be.
All right, the second way to maximize your young basketball player's training is to strike a balance between competition and learning during training. And I definitely see this at least on the middle school level, and definitely could see it on the youth level. You need to teach the kids that about the different skills and the different things that they need to be able to do. But at the same time, you have to make it engaging and interesting to them. And a lot of times, just having them line up and do drills is not engaging and interesting. So having a kind of a mix between that and some competition to kind of make it more exciting for them and make it more kind of their speed. Because kids nowadays, and we're both educators, we see it all the time, is they like to be engaged, involved in things, and competitions are the way to do it. And I really think you have to strike the balance, though, because you have to teach them, but at the same time, keeping them engaged in the practice is important. So having the competitions through the skills that you taught, it's got to be important.
Yeah, and ultimately, I think that there's a lot of research out there in sports science right now that the transfer of learning occurs the more game-like you can make your practices, the more that learning is going to transfer to game situations. And so it's very, very important to strike that balance between, again, I have to demonstrate, I have to show the skill, I have to be able to work on that. And then once I've seen it, once I've worked on it a little bit, then it's important to try to actually incorporate it into an actual game setting. And so that's the difference between what's called block practice, which is where I do the same thing over and over and over again. So maybe I line up on the right wing and I drive towards the right baseline and I cross over from right to left and I shoot a little jump shot at the block, and I do that 10 times in a row, or I do that 15 times in a row, and there's no defender, and I'm just repeating that same skill. And then when we have talk about random practice, then we're talking about, you know, okay, we're working on playing 2-on-2, but when the 2-on-2 starts, I have to make and execute a crossover, and I have to read situations, and I'm putting a defender out there. So it's not just block practice where it's the same, it's random, just like a game would be random. And then going back to what we've talked about, it's kind of been a running theme in the podcast, kids have to learn to make decisions. And basketball is definitely a decision-making game. It's not something where, like in football, the coach says, all right, you're the offensive guard, and you're going to pull to the left, and you're going to block guy X, and that's what you do. Basketball doesn't work that way. You know, it's much more random, much more decision-based. And really, when you get kids to be able to make good decisions in a game, that's when you've really accomplished something. So you have to strike that balance. A lot of times you'll see coaches just doing block practice, and they never play any short-sighted games. They never do anything that resembles the actual game that they're trying to practice for. And so that's a mistake that, you know, I see a lot of coaches making, is not putting their players in game situations. Number three, our third way that you can improve your young child's basketball training is to use a variety of drills to work on the same skill. Jason, I think you mentioned this earlier, that kids get bored very easily, just like adults do. If you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, you're going to lose that intensity. You're going to lose that interest. And especially today, you can go online, and if you want to find a drill to work on skill X, you can probably find 30, 40 videos easily to help you work on a particular skill and seeing these different drills. And so I look back on my own training, and I know that I did pretty much the same drills all the time. And of course, we didn't have the same access. You know, when I was in high school, there was no internet that anybody could access. And so I didn't have the same type of ability to see what was out there in terms of different options for training. And so I basically did the same thing. And I know that there were times where I'm sure I would have loved to be able to do something different. You got to the point where, all right, I'm doing this, and, you know, again, I'm improving. But if I could have put in some variety, I think I would have, you know, I think it would have motivated me more. And also, I think just putting variety, like we talked about in our last segment, about random practice, the more things you could do more randomly, the better off I think you'd be in terms of actually transferring your learning.
Yeah, to your point about the videos, you know, I kind of sometimes I'll talk to my players and I'll say to them, you know, what skills do you think we need to work on? Like we've talked about it in a previous podcast. I watch video with my kids after the games, and we kind of break down what skills, and a lot of times if they suggest a certain skill, sometimes I put the kids in charge of, hey, why don't you go and see if you find a drill that you find online, because it's so easy to find them. Find a drill online that you want to try out, and I'm willing to give you a try, because that puts them in charge of it too, and kind of gives them some responsibility. And I found that this past season I did that a few times, and it really was beneficial, because the kids went, and instead of just finding the one drill that pertained to the skill that we were going to work on, they found like 15 drills, and they were like, oh man, we didn't realize how many drills were out there that we could do. And I think you know, sometimes putting them in charge, and that the whole choice thing that educators, we talk about choice for the kids, and having giving them opportunities to make choices and kind of self-direct and self-teach themselves in the classroom. It's the same thing can go on the basketball.
Yeah, there's more buy-in yeah. when a drill comes from a teammate, or it comes from you as the player, versus when it comes from the top down from a coach. You know, there's more buy-in when the players are involved in that. I really like that idea, Jason. I think it's a good way for coaches to, you know, again, put some responsibility back on their players for, you know, again, being a part of the type of practice that they would enjoy, that they want to be in, that they want to have fun at. And I think that's a really good point, a really interesting thing you did there.
All right, and the last one for us to talk about today is to incorporate more than one skill into every drill. And And this is something that I think all coaches should do at every basketball level. I don't necessarily think that, you know, maybe first and second graders, when they're just learning a skill, they need to focus on that one thing. But pretty much all the drills that I run, at least at my level in middle school, have 3, 4, 5, 6 different skills in it. And I'm not just sitting there doing chest passes and bounce passes, but I have seen coaches that still do that, and I kind of sit there and scratch my head a little bit. And I think you have, going back to the, it has to be exciting, has to be engaging. If they're just doing this one thing, it's not going to be exciting to them. So doing it and then adding some different iterations to it and making them, okay, we're going to, instead of just going doing a layup line, let's do a bounce pass layup, and then maybe do a V cut and take a jumper, or maybe we do a bounce pass for a layup, but then it's blocked off, so the original passer comes and you do like a give and go situation. So like kind of switching it up, but also kind of incorporating multiple things, kind of going along with what you said earlier about the decision making piece. You know, throw different situations at the kids and make them have to make decisions based on that.
Yeah, one of the things that that I've started to do in my practices, and I did it a lot this year, and I think there's really a lot of merit to it, and it goes along with this point of incorporating more than one skill into every drill, and that is, I've thrown a defender into a lot of drills that traditionally might not have a defender. So let's just take a simple two-line layup drill. Okay, so you have one line that's shooting a layup, you have one line that's getting the rebound. Well, why not just throw a defender in there? So now we're working on a game-like layup. I got to beat a defender in order to be able to get a layup. Or you mentioned in the previous podcast that you sometimes have your team doing the three-man weave. So we do a three-man weave. You put a defender at the other end of the court, and they're doing a three-man weave, and now it's still a three-on-one. They still should be able to score, but now they have to make a decision. Now they have to finish against a defender. And those are just ways that you can incorporate other skills other than the one that you're really focusing on. By throwing a defender into a drill, you're now adding that decision-making piece. And I think that's a great, great way to incorporate more than one skill into the drills that you do, especially if you're a coach and you're looking for ways to improve your practices. I think that's a very, very simple way to get more, you know, to get more skills into a particular drill. And same way, if you're working, you know, consequently, if you're working by yourself as a player, throw some extra things in there. Put one more move, or add a V cut, like you said, before you go out and catch the ball and work on your, you know, your one dribble pull up jump shots, or your you know, between the leg step back, or whatever it is that you're working on. There's always things that you can add to it that are going to make your drills more valuable.
And I think something else to kind of piggyback off what you said with the whole three-man weave, throw a defender in there, not only are you going to work on your offensive game, but you're going to have someone working on their defensive game as well, and kind of having them work on both sides of the ball in a drill that's typically just offense-based. Now you throw a defender in there, and maybe you even throw two in there, and you're going, now you're doing a three-on-two kind of situation. So I think that's, you know, and that once again goes to a game situation. So,
right, and you also have more kids involved in the drill.
And they're not just standing there staring at the ceiling.
Which as we know, when kids are, you know, when kids aren't engaged, that's one of the things that, you know, we try to do a lot at basketball camp, is make sure that when we're at stations and we're doing drills, that the more lines you can add, if you're doing a drill where you have a group of kids doing something on one side of the basket, add another line on the other side, and add another line in the middle, and add two lines on either side of that, so that you have more kids involved in the drill. And again, sometimes it gets more chaotic, but what you're doing is you're incorporating more skills into the drill. You're also creating an environment where kids have to react to multiple stimuli around them, which is just what they have to do during a game. So I think that we've hit on really four ways that you can improve your young basketball players' training, whether you are a player yourself, whether you're a parent, or whether you're the coach of a youth basketball team. It really feels like these four things can help you to improve your training. So again, number one, go hard in small intervals. Number two, strike a balance between competition and learning during your training. Number three, is using a variety of drills to work on the same skill. And then number four, incorporate as many different skills into your drills as you possibly can. Jason, another good episode of the Hoopheads podcast. Thanks to all of you out there for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, brought to you by Head Start Basketball.